The second principle is called trusting in your divine wisdom. And trusting is the key word here. To understand that you have a higher self and to know it and be aware of it is one thing, but to trust it in it is quite something else. And the ways to put this principle into practice are, first of all, to keep in mind that you cannot go to a higher ground if you're hanging on to a lower level. That in order to get yourself to a higher place, a place of trust, you have to somehow recognize that all of the stuff that's going on in your life in a lower place is something you have to let go of. You have to trust that when you do let go, you're not going to be falling into the abyss. And I would recommend that you take a real rebellious attitude toward the philosophy which preaches that that you are not connected to the divine energy, that somehow this force that has many names is something that is outside of you, and you're not deserving of it. Until you know that you can trust in it, you can't use it and acknowledge it in your life. One of the things to do to practice this trust is to take the most serious problem that you have and turn it over to God. Affirm to yourself, I would like to show my trust in the divine force by simply turning my problems over to your divine hands. I can remember doing this with some of the things that I really struggled with at one time in my life, things that I just thought I couldn't get past. I remember going through relationship difficulties. I remember going through problems with drinking and things like this, where it just seemed like I wanted to get past it, and I just didn't know quite what to do. I can remember times when I would be stuck in my writing and not sure whether I could, and I would just stop, and I would just say, all right, I'm going to turn this over. I'm going to trust. I'm going to trust. I'm going to surrender. And this concept of surrender is very, very important. So when you do this, it's just that simple act of getting down on your knees and staying there on your knees and just say, okay, I'm going to turn this over to something that is higher within myself. And the ego seems to go away and the solution seems to be there for you. The presence of complete trust is evident in your life when you start to think and feel and do are all balanced and they're all in harmony. This is called congruence. If you're congruent, your thoughts and your feelings and your behavior are all in harmony. If you're incongruent, you have one thought about, gee, I'd like to be able to do this, but then you feel another way about it, and then you act in a completely different way. And this is the cause of most of the struggles in our life, and it's also the thing that impedes the free flow of the divine force into your life. You have to trust in yourself. When you're trusting in yourself, you're trusting in this very wisdom that is the source of your life. And when you are congruent within and are feeling congruent, you are also beginning to act congruent. So work on congruency and look at the areas in your life in which you feel yourself to be incongruent. What do I think about this? And how do I feel? And how do I act? And try to bring them into harmony. And you'll start accessing this trust that is absolutely essential to the manifesting process. And of course, as always, you have to begin a meditation practice of contemplating the supreme principle, which is beyond the pettiness of this world. And as you meditate and go within and you make conscious contact with God, God isn't something that you know about any longer. God is something that you know directly and personally. And once you have this direct conscious contact, this knowing, then trust is not anything that you'll ever have to work on again. You'll have the knowing, you'll have banished the doubt, and you'll be on your way to the next principle for manifesting in your life.